Welcome again to Reset. 40 is the new happy, a podcast series that shares the hopes and dreams of people who leave thriving careers to do new and more fulfilling things. That's exactly what drives my guest today. As a successful engineer for over 30 years at Texas Instruments, Janice Holly searched for just the right company to buy. A lifelong lover of fashion, she bought FlexFlop. And now Janice dresses women and soon men in stylish flip-flops that conveniently fold in half for convenient storing and carrying. And on top of that, she's found a reason to donate time and money to the American Heart Association. So Janice, let's start there. Why the Heart Association?
Well, the Heart Association is extremely important to me because my mom had a heart attack nearly 3 years ago. And she is a survivor, thank goodness. But when my mom had a heart attack, I didn't realize that she had all of these symptoms. And as close as I was to my mom, we didn't share, we didn't talk about these symptoms. So after my mom had a heart attack, I decided that I wanted to raise awareness specifically with women so they understand what are the risk factors of heart disease. And that's what brought me to the American Heart Association.
So after 3 decades as a successful engineer and being way too young to retire, why not just run out the string and leave with a pile of money at 65?
Well, I have worked my entire life. I'm not somebody who can sit still. I enjoy being active. I enjoy doing things. I enjoy keeping my mind busy. And more importantly, I want to set an example for my young daughter. I want her to know to go out and have a career and work is a great thing for a woman.
So give us a little description, even though there are pictures that people can see, a little description of a product that maybe others hadn't heard of, and that would include me.
Okay. Well, FlexFlops, they're really cute little foldable flip-flop, and that's why we call them FlexFlops. They have memory foam in them, and they fold up, and they fit in these cute little pouches. And we bling the pouches, and people love them for weddings. They put their wedding dates on there. They put bride, maid of honor on there. Companies like them. They put their own logos on there. And so we bling the bags with anything a customer wants. But the most important thing is that they're extremely comfortable. And as a woman who lives in 5-inch heels all day, at the end of the day, I want to put my flip-flops on because I can't walk one more minute in my high heels.
As a man who doesn't spend his day in 5-inch heels, and I did mention that you'll be providing product line for men soon, is it going to look good in my man cave as far as the blinging out the bags?
Okay, well, I will have to say that our men's line is totally different. They will not fold up. They will not have a cute little pouch that's been blinged. But I will assure you that they will be extremely masculine. And I'm very happy to be able to get into a men's line, which was totally accidental. I started working with a company called Turtleback LTD, and they're trying to save the turtles down in the Cape. So we're going to launch a line for them, which is very exciting.
Another way to do some community work. That's awesome. All right, so what did your bosses say when you gave your notice and told them that you were leaving to sell flip-flops?
Well, I'm not so sure that I told them I was leaving to sell flip-flops. I let them know that, you know, I've had a wonderful career here at Texas Instruments, and it was just really time for me to go out and do something where I could, I don't know, do something good in the community and reach people more on a personal level. I mean, Texas Instruments is an amazing company, and being caught up in technology is amazing. But I wanted to see and touch real people every day and make a difference in their lives.
What were some of the parameters or requirements you had for a product line that you would consider buying?
Well, that's funny that you should say that, because when I made the decision to leave corporate America, I knew that I wanted to do something with fashion, but I didn't know what. And so I just kept searching and searching for little companies that were on the market, looked at little boutiques, and nothing was just hitting me. And then I accidentally ran across in an ad online this company that was selling a unique gift product, and this was out in California, and I called the company. I had no idea it was flip-flops. And when I found it was flip-flops, I'm like, I'm not so sure that that's going to work for me. But to make a long story short, it was one of the best investments that I made.
Was your company self-funded, or did you go for some bank loans, which can be very difficult for a startup?
Well, I think I was very fortunate, and I was able to self-fund the company. So that was a good thing for me.
All right, so you bought the company, Janice, in 2014. Tell us about your 18-month transition period prior to leaving your old job.
Well, what I really did, as soon as I bought the company, I pretty much sat back. The company had a little bit of celebrity following. The business was good. But I kind of sat back and learned it before I threw myself into it, because obviously I was still working at Texas Instruments. So I spent 18 months really understanding what is it like to be in this type of industry. What is it like to, you know, work with manufacturers over in China? What is it like to do the artwork that, you know, we put on the bag? So I learned all about the company. And I really didn't decide to leave TI until I fully understood how to run, make flip-flops, and the whole sales end of it was new for me because I've never been in sales before. So that, I think, was the biggest challenge for me, learning how to sell.
And how's the selling part going so far?
Well, I think I was fortunate and I picked a really cute product, and the fact that I'm tied with so many nonprofit organizations, the product sells itself. So I really haven't had to sell too much, so it's worked out pretty well for me.
All right, so far, is running your own business as fulfilling as you thought it would be?
Actually, I think it's become more fulfilling than I thought it would be, and I really think, in part, it is because I've done things with my product to raise awareness or raise money for nonprofit organizations, and those two things have given me all the purpose in the world, and so I think it's a lot easier and more fulfilling.
Now, because greater growth is often achieved with more investor money, is there any thought of approaching the TV show Shark Tank for exposure and added money? I know you've been asked that before, so let me add that question to the interview list here.
Well, I have definitely been asked that many times. I really thought that I was going to go on Shark Tank, but I'm almost afraid if I go on Shark Tank, what might happen. So at this point in time, I don't want to go on Shark Tank. I already have a couple things that have come my way. And just as most recent as yesterday, I got a call from the American Music Awards, and they want Flex Flops to be there. So that's really exciting. Another thing that we're going to be doing next year is, which is in February, when New York City kicks off Fashion Week, Mercedes does a Go Red for Women fashion show. And so Flex Flops is going to be there right there on Fashion Week. So those two things alone, I know it's going to help grow my company. And I'm already nervous about that. So not ready for Shark Tank yet. We're taking baby steps.
Finally, if you would please offer advice to on-the-fence entrepreneurs, especially women who hope to build a business they can be passionate about, as you did.
Wow. I get asked that a lot. And, you know, for me, I have this favorite saying, and it is, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And that's a saying by Eleanor Roosevelt. And I've lived my life that way for a couple of years now. And I really believe that if you want something and you can visualize it, you can have it. But you have to have a good support system around you. You have to have people that believe in you and want to support you. But if you want something, just go after it. Don't let anything stop you, get in the way. Just go for it. If you want it, you can have it.
I'll be watching for those men's flex flops coming soon, I hope.
You'll get our first pair.
Thank you, Janice Holly.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you, Mike.